It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. On this day back in 1975, Led Zeppelin were smack dab in the middle of a six-week run at number one with their double album Physical Graffiti. And this song, Houses of the Holy. Now, you're saying, wait a second. Led Zeppelin had an album called Houses of the Holy. That song was not on that album? No, it was not. Houses of the Holy, the song, is on Physical Graffiti, not on Houses of the Holy. It's a bit confusing, but you'll be okay. Physical Graffiti has sold 16 million copies in the U.S. alone. It's a great album, though not the best Zeppelin album. I think it is, actually, the album Houses of the Holy. We can fight about that a different time. Joined on the phone lines now by Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 5th Congressional District, representing me and us here in Hillsdale and surrounding areas. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
I don't know how closely you were following the NCAA tournament yesterday. You have busy and important things in Washington, but a good day for Michigan college basketball. The Spartans win early in the day, and then late in the day, Oakland pulls the big upset, led by former Hillsdale College student and basketball player Jack Golke, who transferred for his graduate transfer here to Oakland. 32 points at a big upset of Kentucky. If you're a Michigan, state of Michigan college basketball fan, it was a good day.
It was a good day. And in fact, as I left the gym this morning, I met one of my colleagues from Kentucky. Helped him get his chin up off the ground. but he did mention Oakland. He says, my gracious, you guys, that was a surprise. I say, well, with Michigan, nothing is a surprise. So it's good to see that. And I didn't realize that we had a Hillsdale transfer portal guy in there. So that's great.
Yeah, two. In fact, Jack Golke at Oakland for his graduate transfer year, and then Patrick Cartier, who won earlier this week with Colorado State. And then the Colorado State squad lost yesterday to Texas. But two former Hillsdale players were in the big dance this year. The Oakland win was a bit of a surprise, Congressman. Perhaps not as surprising, this week's EV rule from the Biden administration and the EPA for 2027 and later vehicles essentially will provide a floor that must be met for electric vehicle production. When has the government telling Americans what they want to buy ever failed us before, Congressman?
Well, I think we look at Obamacare and we can remind ourselves that that was a failure. And some will say, well, people who didn't have insurance before now have insurance. Well, yeah. But the rest of us had to bite the bullet of less coverage, less choice, more cost. So, no, that was the example. But now, yeah, the White House will say this isn't a mandate. Well, when the only way that you can meet that tailpipe standard is to have no tailpipe, that's pretty much a mandate. And that's a concern. You know, I mean, we can applaud that they gave a little latitude by saying you can use plug-in hybrids for about 13% of that goal. Why didn't you allow plug-in hybrids to be part of the entire plan if you want to really make an impact? But no, this is a mandate. And if allowed to stand, and of course, this president I trust, and it looks as if he'll be out of office before this is fully implemented, and we can maybe turn it back with some reality. But this is a mandate that says, folks, if you're going to buy a new car after 2032, you're going to have an EV. But Scott, you and I both know that mandates like this don't generally work very well. And if we're going to try to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions and carbon, et cetera, you're going to find a lot of people, myself included, keeping our internal combustion engine longer than we even do now.
Yeah.
And the efficiency standards there will be lessened as well. So, again, government control, government mandates don't generally work to the good of the general public.
And for an administration that appears very concerned about the president standing in Michigan, many maneuvers these past few months to perhaps appeal to some of the far-left element across the state, this is one where perhaps union workers, UAW workers, rank and file might want to pay attention, because the end result, if implemented, is a loss of American jobs in the end, and certainly a loss of union jobs here in the U.S.
Absolutely, and I think that's why you're also seeing corporations like General Motors and Ford starting to express a bit of concern. I won't say opposition yet because it hasn't come to that point, but they're backing off a little bit in their push. They got the government incentives, tax and grant incentives, but it's not working because consumers aren't buying them. The general increase in the number of EVs, which is still very small, has come from people that are just hobbyists. They want a unique vehicle, a hot F-150 Lightning Ford pickup truck that's a hot rod, mm-hmm. but it won't do the job that a normal pickup truck is expected to do. So they'll buy that to be the cool kid on the block and have that interesting vehicle. But to do the stuff that generally need to do, they're not going to. So the dealers are sending out letters, 4,000 of them, saying, stop this. We can't sell these things. Hertz fires their CEO and can't sell back at the price that near what they paid for the EVs because people renting the vehicles weren't renting the vehicles. And so I think, Scott, you wouldn't have to be a Hillsdale College professor to understand it. Innovation is what we need, innovation that brings in a product that is affordable, that meets the needs of people, and will allow them to have what they want to buy is what does it generally, and that's why America has for its history been the innovator that's led the world. This is not the way to do that. We're going to go backwards.
Congressman Tim Walberg, we've got about 90 seconds left. I also wanted to ask you about the bill and the effort in Washington to force TikTok to divest from ByteDance, if they want to remain a company, or want to remain an operation here in the U.S. I saw you speak earlier, and others have said this too, talk about this bill being a so-called ban on TikTok isn't the right way to talk about it. How would you describe this effort, and what is the goal?
You're absolutely right. So we want to change control of TikTok for our national security. What TikTok does for individuals to use it, that's another question. But the issue is the algorithms that are picking up all sorts of data that goes directly back to the Chinese Communist Party. We have to stop that. So we're not banning it. We're simply saying ByteDance cannot be the controlling factor for TikTok. And if TikTok divests itself, takes away the control of ByteDance, then they're good. Anyone else except an adversarial entity, North Korea, Iran, Russia, or China, or affiliated entities cannot own TikTok. So we're not banning TikTok. We're just saying it's an issue of control, not First Amendment, mm-hmm. not liberties like that. We're not dealing with content. We're dealing with control. So TikTok will ban itself if it chooses to. I don't think it will. It's a platform that is loved by many. I'm not sure why, but it's loved by many, including businesses. Can still be there for them if they divest, and that's not a ban.
Congressman Tim Walberg from the 5th Congressional District, thanks so much. We'll all be watching Oakland and former Hillsdale player and student Jack Golke. Congressman, thanks so much.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you're not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely on yourself. Not sure where to start? Go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Grab a Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for $60 off. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance with Ready Hour emergency food. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks and provide over 2,000 calories every day. Sealed inside heavy-duty packaging, they can last up to 25 years in storage. Go to preparewithgruber.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship that same day. Save $60 per kit at preparewithgruber.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.